Hello, and today I want to talk about how to get the support of your partner or maybe your family members in the building of your business. And if you do, double the rate of growth that you're experiencing. Last night, we got our coaches together in one of our weekly coaching calls, the objective of which is to help them establish as much clarity as possible on what should and shouldn't be the focus for the next 7 days. And then what we do is, once we've established that, is we diarize it and assign the right amount of time to the right projects in the right order, so that when we meet up again 7 days later, we've made progress. And that progress brings momentum. And if we can do that, if we can stack momentum on top of each other week on week, it's amazing what you can achieve over time. And I bet that sounds incredibly familiar because it's what you tell your clients to do. But the paradox is that we struggle to implement it ourselves. And that's what I want to talk about in this video. Now, in that, I just want to touch a little bit more in detail on what we do, because I'd really recommend you do the same. Is that once a week you sit down and you get to do a brain dump of all the things that your brain is harboring that you feel you should do, have to do, could do, want to do, and you whack all these things down on paper, and then you critically look at that list and you ask yourself, which one of these things that if I truly applied my attention and energy and tenacity to, and I got done, would actually have the biggest impact on my business, which would move the needle the most. And you focus on that one and accept that we underestimate what we can get done in a year and overestimate what we can do in 1 week. So if we just simplify our task list and focus on that one thing and then repeat the process again 7 days later, you can probably move on to the next week, right? And ultimately, in the long term, make a lot more progress. But it's this, what trips us up is this idea that if I'm doing more stuff, I'm more productive. More equals more, which actually is another bias that our brain tricks us into. So in actual effect, if we do less but better, and we do less but the right stuff, then we make more progress over the long term. So that's the idea. Now, back onto the partner and the family thing. What I've noticed from my career and as I reflect on the conversations I've had with my wife and my family about in the growth of my business, whenever I do the work to and I put the effort in to get on the same side and to communicate what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and where we're going, I always move further forward faster. In contrary, and it's not always been perfect, is that when we're at loggerheads and when there's conflict and there isn't good communication, my progress and the progress of the business slows down. And I think, well, you can probably fall into one of three buckets with this. You can either be slowed down, so you can like halve your speed because actually you're spending half your time battling in conflict and trying to appease and catch up and prove yourself. That's kind of bucket number one, where you're actually moving slower because you don't have the support and the collaboration with your partner. The second bucket is kind of neutral, where it's doing okay, it feels all right, it doesn't feel like amazingly supportive and like you're being accelerated and you feel like on it. Like there's enough good as there is bad elements to the communication. And then there's the final bucket, which is the one obviously we want to be in, where actually there is full support and cheerleading to where you want to go and everyone's happy with everything that needs to be done in your life. And that's the bucket we want to get into. So here's the problem, right? This is where I think a lot of personal trainers fall into a trap. And that's that when you enter the industry and you get your qualification as a personal trainer, there is a very close relationship to what the title of what we do is to how we define work. And what I mean by that is, because our goal is to train and coach people, that anything direct only stuff directly or perhaps slightly indirectly to coaching or training an individual is considered quote work, right? And that means that anything that doesn't directly involve a specific individual who I can name is much harder to pass off as work because it doesn't pay the bills now and it doesn't actually relate to training people directly. And that's a challenge, particularly for our partners who don't have a deeper understanding of what it takes to run a business. So that's the challenge. And you can totally understand why people who don't really understand business, being a solo business owner, particularly in personal training, like what it requires to set up the business, to attract leads, to convert them into prospects and clients, to have a great onboarding experience and journey, to deliver results, to over-deliver so that people are delighted, all that stuff takes a lot. And the most useful categorization of how to first of all manage your time comes down into one of three and maybe a fourth category that I want to talk about in just a minute. And I think the two-step answer to this challenge that I want to share with you is, number one is getting a clearer understanding on how your calendar should look on a weekly basis if you want to build and grow a big, successful business that impacts a lot of people. And step two is then being able to communicate that with your partner and be able to create a plan of action that is your combined plan of action to conquer your life. And that includes the running and building of a successful business and living an incredible, happy and fulfilled life. And so step one, in order to help you understand it, there are these three and then this additional fourth category of how you spend your time. And it's basically working in the business that is anything to do with coaching and training an individual. Think the training sessions that you have with people, think the programs that you write for those individuals, think about checking in with them in whatever way that looks like for you, running events, having a Facebook group or a community group in some way. All of this stuff is working in the business. Working on the business pertains to, how do I attract more leads? How do I convert them into clients? How do I improve the service that I deliver to the collective client base that I have? And how do I systemize all of that so that it becomes a lot easier for me to do at scale? And that anything that fits in my description there would be working on the business. We have working in, we have working on the business. The third category, and very important one, that a lot of you are neglecting is out of the business. Having clearly defined boundaries where you close the phone, switch notifications off, you shut the laptop, and you spend time with your loved ones or on your own doing what you need to do for you, to look after yourself, to look after your family and your friends. And that is out of the business. And there are no medals here for being an individual that just works in and on all the time. You will burn out. You will resent your job on a long enough time horizon. Might be a week, could be a month, could be a year, could be five. But at the end of the day, if you don't have that balance, it's only a matter of time before things start to crash. Anyway, the fourth one is for more a slightly more advanced business owner called above the business. And it's where you start to build a team to help you in the delivery of your business and even the attracting and converting of the prospects potentially. And you start working with the team who actually is running a good proportion of the business. And that's when you rise above in kind of an organizational chart. You would literally move up the chain and you would have people beneath you that run particular functions. Again, that's probably more like 3 to 5 years in as a PT. That's where you would be spending more time above. But as long as it remains you and only you, you're focused on those three things. So once you've understood that yourself, the next thing you need to do is actually clarify, put into your calendar what your boundaries and your structures are. And as a rule, like, you need to decide how many sessions a week, given the price you charge today, you need to do to hit your current financial goals. That's different to where you want to be in a year, 3, 5 years time, of course, but you need to define that first and foremost. That needs to be done in being considerate of needing 10 hours, this is our guideline at Velocity, 10 hours of on the business time, dedicated, in the calendar, scheduled as if it was a client. And that's where we do a lot of the attracting leads, converting leads and prospects into clients, working on the systems to improve the way the business is run. That's on the business. And then you would have out of the business. You might have a date night, you might have, you know, time to go and see your friends, stuff to go and do for you, see your family. That needs to be scheduled. That needs to be carved out, white space in the calendar, or like sacred time where you think, no, that's me. That's where I'm going to do me. Now, once you've worked on that and got a structure that's going to work for you within those parameters, you then need to then have a proper sit down with your partner. And it's important that you discuss each component. You need to define terms, as in, like, this is what it takes for me to build and run this business. This is where I'm going. This is the vision of what I'm building. And this is how it's going to impact us as a team going forward. And once you can do that and actually get on the same page, and it's probably going to take some time to just find where is the joint combined vision. But I promise you, if you do that work and you get on the same page and you end up standing on the same team, it becomes so much easier to build and run your business. It becomes apparent very quickly that actually the rate of progression that you will see is so much faster when you've got that collaborated vision. And I really hope that you can take that two-step process of first really getting a clear understanding for yourself, and then using that understanding to help communicate with your partner. Because what I want for you is an amazing business, a bigger and better business where you can impact more people. And I hope this has been helpful. And that's it for me today. I look forward to catching up with you again soon.